Hi, this is a dictation for Bryant Cook, back, B-R-Y-A-N-T, like Tom, C-O-O-K-B-E-C-K. The date of birth is 11-11-92, date of accident 10-21-2021, date of service 1-26-2023. Mr. Bryant Back is here for a follow-up evaluation after an accident that happened on 10-21-2021, leading to a rear-ending accident. He was traveling as a front seat passenger, and he hit a curve and the car flipped upside down, and it was a high-speed accident. So it appears that he has headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, and disorientation. They started from immediately after accident, along with pain in the lower back and some pain in the neck. Most pain was in the lower back. Currently, patient has pain in the lower back to the tune of 8 with a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5. Other than that, other than the headaches and lower back pain, no other symptoms are left. Neck pain is gone and is recovered from that. Almost 20% improvement is reported. ADLs are reported affected all the way to the 8, especially general activities affected 8. And ADLs are doing well. In the system review, patient reports of fatigue, ear ringing, loss of balance, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, panic, and denies any headaches. He has headaches actually, but they are very minimal, low frequency, 4 to 5 on a intensity, and once a week in frequency. There is no dizziness, vertigo, double vision, vision disturbance, blackout, seizures, loss of memory, confusion or disorientation. Pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness along with lower back pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, blood in the stool, and trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is coughing and shortness of breath, but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain. In last 30 days, patient reports changes in the pain level are same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is the Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination reveals blood pressure of 136 over 71, pulse of 76, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit will be dated 12-22-2022, dictation number 0117-008. Please mention, in musculature, there is a moderate to severe spasm of the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally. Other than that, no other muscles are involved. And the examination for the lumbar spine is the same as dictated before. Thank you. The plan of care is as follows. Patient will continue having physical therapy just for the lower back and also for right hip sacroiliac joint, which is tender, once a week basis with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanism program. And he is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days for 7 pounds. No other disabilities are checked. He's been advised to soak in warm water and use yoga and continue the medications, which are Mobic, 15 milligram daily, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Ultram, 200 milligram PRN, and Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. He's been advised to continue his therapy. An MRI of the lumbar spine was ordered on 12-22-2000. It showed 2022, the MRI was ordered. So far, the MRI has not been done, and once it is done, I'll have the answers for his issues separate from previous issues. So we'll be able to identify the current damage that he has. Thank you.